Hey, this is John Bokenkamp. Welcome to The Blacklist Exposed on Golden Spiral Media.
Special news bulletin alert. Welcome back to The Blacklist Exposed, friends. I'm Major Troy Heinrichs.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm Major Aaron Peterson. Guess what? Katarina is dead. No, she's not. I don't know what's going on. Oh, we got an announcement. That's what we got. I don't know what we're doing here for a second.
Show notes and intel for this episode of The Blacklist Exposed can be found at theblacklistexposed.com.
What show notes do we have? It's going to be like 5 minutes.
Well, we got all this stuff that happened. A big 150th episode recording that was happening. A little news about season 8 coming out. And a special message that we got from someone in the mail that we're going to play here in just a bit for all of you.
You're supposed to bury the lead.
Oh. Well, I did say it was the third thing in the list.
That's true. We have a special announcement.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning then. So, okay, we've had a long break. I hope everybody listened to the Conrad interviews. Those were really good. You got to hear some cool stuff from Harry and Hisham in that. If you haven't heard, there's a little juicy tidbits in there, I would say, yes.
Red's dead? What? I still laugh when I hear that. It's like, that's the funniest thing ever.
And he's still the most dapper dresser on the cast, I would say. Hisham is fly.
I literally tweeted him after the season 8 news came out, and it was like, oh, great, another 22 episodes of Where's Red?
All right, so they hit 150. It feels like it's been 150 days since the last episode we've done this. So what do you feel about them hitting 150? We were at the 100th and we weren't invited to the 150. How's that feel? You feel sad?
No, I think they were keeping this one close. You know, season 8 is a big milestone in this day and age, hitting that big of a number, especially on a big four network with the way the web services are going. That's a monumental feat, and that is a lot of television. I mean, I can't even fathom rewatching the entire series right now. That's just so much TV.
I tried to total up exactly how many times that means we thought we knew who Red was. And it totaled more than 150. I don't know how that worked out, but that's how the math ended.
Oh, I was only totaling 7 for each season, but...
it's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. Congratulations to everybody involved.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. And we thought it was really cool that we were able to come here and let you know that the show is coming back on March 20th with a 2-part episode. It's going to be pretty spectacular, especially when you hear what it's all about from our special guests that dropped by.
You know what? I feel really bad because I feel like I didn't have the excitement, the oomph, because it's been a few days since the announcement was made. So I've kind of just assumed everyone already knew that. But you're right. There's probably a lot of people listening that had not known that season 8 is a go. It's a go. It's coming Woo! Back. And you know what that means? There's not going to be an answer this year. That's right. If you've got money, if you're in Vegas and you got money on, I'm going to find out who Red is and rub it in so-and-so's face. No, you're not. Hold that bet.
I'm going to put a bat down that says that we're going to at least know who Katarina is or not.
Oh, come on, man. That's not. Come on. You know how many people I've been getting added or whatever on Twitter and Facebook? And Aaron, commit right here and now. Who do you think Katarina is? No, I'm not going to do it. Troy knows exactly what I think, and that's really all that matters at this point.
I also think that Aaron's definitely not part of the social media outlets since it's a mention.
Is it? Okay.
I got added out. It's like ratted out.
I feel like I've been snitched. I don't like it. No, it's very nice that people want to pin me down on that one, but let's put it this way. I think we all kind of probably know what's going on with that a little bit.
We do, but you know who could know even better of what's going on?
James Spader?
James Spader probably could, but someone closer to the show even than James Spader.
Oh, hang on. Anthony Pepe. He does the effects. He would know.
He's great. Makeup guy's awesome. We can hear from John Bokenkamp himself.
Well, before we do that, I want to go back and mention Eric Roberts said he would love to be on the Blacklist. He told us that privately.
Straight to our faces. That would be super amazing.
All right. What's this John guy? Whatever he's got to say.
Well, John was nice enough because we weren't able to attend the 150th this time around, but he did send a note. He did send a personal note to Aaron and I and to you, the fans, and thought it was super nice. He didn't have to do that, but he sent a personal note and he wanted to make sure it got shared with all of you. So we are going to share a note from John as he lets you know what he feels about 150 episodes, 8 seasons, and what's coming up when The Blacklist returns on March 20th.
Aaron, Troy, John Bokenkamp checking in with you. I was hoping you might be able to get a message to all the listeners of the podcast. Let them know what an incredible weekend we had this past weekend. We were celebrating our 150th episode when we received news of season 8. And I hope everyone knows just what a great fan base we have. The fans of this show are what made a season 8 possible, hands down. And I couldn't be more thrilled. If you think about 150 episodes, let me put it in context. My son and I did the math. That is 4.5 days of television. If you started binging The Blacklist today, it'd take you 4.5 days to get through what we've already made. And the better part is we've got a great second half of season 7 coming up starting March 20th. We open with a big two-parter. It starts off as a crazy heist episode and turns into the Blacklist version of Clue. So I'm super excited about what we have coming up. We've got great stories to tell in season 7, some really fun stuff planned for season 8. And again, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the fans. The fans are what make it so fun to write for, and we're having a blast. I hope everyone's still enjoying the show because we have a lot more to come. I hope everyone is well, and we will see you all on March 20th.
Thank you, John. Thank you. That was really, in all sincerity, I know I make a lot of bad jokes. In all sincerity, that's very, very kind that he even took time out of his day to do that. He doesn't have to do that. He's very, very busy, probably celebrating, probably has a celebratory hangover. And thanks, everybody, for kicking that show in for 150 episodes. And now we've got another whatever is left of this year, plus 22, I would assume, for next year.
Which is funny because when we talked to John at the end of season 6, there were literally 44 names left on the Blacklist in the top 200.
Were there really?
Yeah. So hopefully we can actually flush out the entire thing.
Oh, then we can have a whole, we've got these shirts that have all of the Blacklisters on the back from each season. And that would be great to have one where they're all filled out. I think that could be pretty fantastic.
Except I did get this clarification because I'm looking at my bookshelf. And it does look like number 159 was used twice. So
I'm sure it's a typo. I'm sure it's a typo.
Well, right? 159 was the beekeeper from the books. There were two books that were brought out. I believe it was at the end of season 2, beginning of season 3. And then this season, I believe it was actually this season, season 7, that 159 showed up on TV. So we got a duplicate number in the mix. We got to figure out how to solve that.
Which is a different Blacklister.
It is a different Blacklister. It was not the beekeeper.
Which is fine by me because I am petrified of bees. That would be the most horrifying thing in the world to me. So I would prefer it not be the beekeeper.
But they did say that these books were in pseudo canon. So all those, you know, Star Wars people that are like, oh, canon, not canon. They can fight about whether 159 is a mirror universe now or something.
It's a Blacklist extended universe. The BEU.
Oh my gosh. And there'll be 8 seasons of that.
All right. I think that's all you need to know. We just wanted to bring you that announcement and especially share John's thoughts, which again, thank you for doing that. You did not have to do that. Greatly appreciate it. And hopefully we will be able to have him on here at the end of this year to kind of talk about whatever's coming in the finale, which I assume will be all the answers everybody is clamoring for.
They won't.
Are clamoring for?
An answer. One of those. Maybe an answer. But not the answer.
Ah, I have faith. We're going to know.
Everybody loves George Michael.
I'm just kidding. We got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Ah.
All right, well, we'll be back.
Baby!
March 20th of this year, 2020. We'll be back. I think it might be me and Rory, because Aaron's usually at South by Southwest that week. But we'll see how the week goes. That's a big 2-hour comeback.
I should be back for that one, I think.
Well, you'll be surprised then. Tune in and you'll get to play. Is it Aaron or is it Rory?
I'll be surprised because I don't know where if I'm coming or going after that thing. But
is it Red? Is it Katarina? Is it Aaron? Is it Rory? Who knows?
Nobody knows. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care.
You bet. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Ciao. Until next time, I'm Agent Troy Heinrichs. That's at Troy Heinrichs on Twitter. And if you want to learn more about me, just visit, about.me/Troy Heinrichs.
And I'm Agent Aaron Peterson. You can hear me talking about movies and TV on the Hollywood Outsider podcast, as well as Remake This Movie Right. We are available at thehollywoodoutsider.com or on Twitter at 5popcorn. Be sure to subscribe, download the app, submit your feedback, but most importantly, keep yourself off of the blacklist.
The Blacklist Exposed is a Golden Spiral Media production. Find more of our great podcasts at goldenspiralmedia.com/podcasts.
Were you Italian all of a sudden?